بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We will continue to discuss the chapter that deals with fasting, and we have hadith 190, the hadith of Mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. This hadith of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, is regarding a person who dies and he has mandatory fasting that he did not fast. So what is the ruling on fasting it? The Prophet in this hadith said that whoever dies in such a state, his heir must fast on his behalf. So the one who inherits from him must fast on his behalf. Any fasting or a special kind of fasting, this is what we'll find in the following hadith, hadith 191. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and said, my mother has died and she did not make up for a month of fasting she was supposed to fast. Should I fast it? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if your mother had a debt, would you have paid it for her? The man said, I would. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah's debt is more worthy of being paid. In another narration, a woman came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam and said, my mother has died and she wasn't able to fast a month that she pledged. Now there is an extra piece of information, and there is nadr. She pledged it. And she said, shall I fast it? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, if there was a debt on your mother, would you pay it? Wouldn't you? And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the debt of Allah deserves its payment more than the payments of anyone else. From these hadiths, scholars differed by saying that the first hadith is general. Whoever dies and he has fasting that he did not fast, his heir should do that. But the hadith of the woman, specifically about her case, when she pledged it, she made an oath to fast a month and she died. So scholars differed. Some of them, such as Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and a group of scholars said, only the fasting of oath or pledge to be made up by the heir, by the relatives, by the family. But mandatory fasts of Ramadan, they cannot be made up by any person. And other scholars said, no, it is general. Whoever dies leaving a mandatory fasting that he did not make up, it must be fasted by his heir. Then let us look and analyze these hadiths. The most authentic opinion is that as long as it is mandatory, whether it's Ramadan or it's a pledge or an oath or it's an expiation, because all of these are mandatory, and he or she died, then it is highly recommended, but it is not mandatory for me to make up for these days. Now, why do we say it's highly recommended? Because Allah did not oblige me to fast on behalf of someone else. Allah says, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, that the burden of someone else would not be carried by others. It would be only carried by those who did that. And from the hadith, the Prophet said, whoever dies and he has mandatory fasting, meaning that I can make up for the deceased if these days are mandatory, but voluntary days, no. So if my father used to fast 3 days of every month, and the previous month he fell sick and died, should I make up for these 3 days? Scholars say, no, it has to be mandatory. One other issue. Scholars differentiated between a fast that is mandatory and obliged upon you, and a fast that is mandatory, but it is not obliged on you. How is that? They said, I'll give you an example. If a person fell sick before Ramadan, and he continued to be sick the whole month of Ramadan, and on the day of Eid, he died. What to do? Scholars say, nothing. Should I fast on his behalf? Nope. Should I feed on his behalf? Nope. Why? Because it was not mandatory upon him to fast. It is mandatory, but he is not obliged to make it up because he did not get well. And therefore, Allah would not hold him accountable. Another example. A man got sick and then recovered and was able to make up for these days for a whole month or two, but he didn't, and then died afterwards. Should I make up for him? The answer is yes. Why? Because he was able to make up and he did not. And therefore, it is recommended for me to make up for these days. A third scenario, a man who is terminally and chronically ill. There is no way that he would ever recover. And he died. Do I fast on his behalf? The answer is no. Do I feed? The answer is yes. Because feeding on behalf of a terminally ill person is mandatory. This is mentioned in the Quran. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ. This is specifically on people who are terminally ill. What does that mean? That the doctors say that you will never ever recover. Some people have problems with, for example, they're diabetic. And doctors say that this illness you have is nowhere to be cured. And you cannot fast any day of Ramadan. You have to eat something every 3 or 4 hours. So the doctors say that you will never be cured from that. What does this person do? Or another person who is in his 80s, he's healthy, he's fit, but because he's 80 or 70, he's unable to fast. He can't. He's not ill, but he's too weak. So scholars say that they have to feed a poor person for every day they miss. How is that done? Either after sunset, you feed someone for the day that has gone. You cannot feed someone in advance. Or you wait until the end of Ramadan, the first day of Eid, or the second day of Eid, cook a sufficient amount for 30 people, invite 30 people, let them eat. This does the job. So, or these are the scenarios of people who you may offer or you may fast on behalf. And the case is you may fast on behalf. And you watch and find out from this that the Prophet is giving the analogy. He's telling you, if you had a debt to people, would you pay it? The answer is yes. Then in this case, pay it to Allah, because Allah's debts are more worthy of being paid. Question. If my father died and he had not been able to fast 30 days of the past Ramadan, and we want to fast it, can I split it with my siblings? Can I take 2 days and my brother takes 5 and my sister takes 4 and my mother takes? The answer is yes. You can split it. So if he has 10 days and we're 10 brothers and sisters, each one of us fast 1 day, the same day, that does the job. Question 2. If he has an expiation of fasting 2 consecutive months, can we split it? Scholars say, no, you cannot. Because this has to be done by an individual. You cannot fast a week, then your brother takes the following week, and then, no, it has to be done by one particular individual. I think that this is all the issues regarding to making up for the fasting. However, is it okay if I fast, voluntary fasting on behalf of the dead? It's an issue of dispute among scholars. The most authentic is that you cannot offer voluntary fasting on behalf of the dead. What you can offer to the deceased is what the Sunnah has brought us, and that is supplication, seeking Allah's forgiveness, asking Allah to expand His grave, etc. Hajj and also Umrah falls under the same category. Charity, because the Prophet approved, alayhi salatu wasalam, giving charity on behalf of the deceased. Other than that, it is not recommended or permissible, such as offering prayers, such as offering or reciting the Quran on behalf of someone who's dead. This is not permissible. Any form of charity is permissible. So you want to build a masjid, you want to build a school, you want to dig a water well, all of this is, inshallah, accepted and permissible. Do you have any questions? Yes, brother there.
Sheikh, as we have mentioned that an heir can make up for the deeds of the deceased. So, for example, can he seek forgiveness on his behalf? For example, if the deceased might have backbitten a person, can he seek forgiveness from that person on behalf of the deceased?
Seeking forgiveness, yes, you can, definitely. Because it is ongoing. It will be ongoing as long as the other person did not forgive him. And that is why the Prophet said, whenever one of you transgresses against his brother, he should seek his forgiveness before the day of judgment, because there are no dinars or dirhams. There are only the good deeds and the bad deeds. So the Prophet said, you must seek his forgiveness, ask him to pardon you. And if this is not possible and the person dies, then his son or his brother goes to him or his friend and asks him to do this, inshallah. We have a short break, so stay tuned.